This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
We'll get to the Lester Holt news later in the show. Definitely a good run for Lester Holt, stepping away from NBC News. And I'm available. Dave Harrigan, I am available. I'm busy afternoons with golf during the summer and, you know, Quinton duties. So I'm going to need a lot of days off.
Sure.
And I have no experience on a teleprompter. And I want to do it with you, and I really want to do it as a radio show. Are they still interested?
I think they would be. I mean, it's hey, the landscape of media is changing, yeah. Chad.
She's changing, right? Yes. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Susan K. Jones with the news. We are here until 3. And I'm on the Twitter machine, so is Dave, at Chad Hartman Show, at Dave underscore Harrigan. The brain wizards say, I'm not sure you need to tweet out everything on the show. I still believe in it, so we put a tweet out every day. Well, almost every day. And I open this opening segment, Dave. Is surgical ever an option? That is my question regarding Elon Musk, Donald Trump, and our massively bloated government bureaucracy. I agree. You're right, Donald. You're right, Elon. But are we ever allowed to just look at one agency and say, you know what? These guys, pretty good. These guys, terrible. Get rid of them. Unnecessary. It is always, we're done with all of USA, gone. And now this weekend, as you know by now, first of all, do most federal employees, Dave Harrigan, are they checking their work email Saturday afternoon? What's your guess?
I think they are. I think they know that every hour on the hour they do need to check or else they could get canned.
Apparently they know that now. Now, for a lot of people, you know what they think of the weekend as? A little freedom from work. That's fine. Unfortunately, you're stuck with me, so no. But Elon puts out the tweet and basically says, you got a couple days. Tell me 5 things you've done at work. By the way, if you don't respond by midnight Eastern time tonight, you're gone. You're gone. So are we now rewarding... Right, and by the way, the bullet points. You like your bullet points, don't you, Dave?
Oh, who doesn't love a good bullet point list? Boom, 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 boom. There you go, Elon.
Yeah. Why are they bullet points?
Well, That's a great question. I'm going to have to do some investigation on that.
Do check some
the encyclopedia.
Yeah. Go look that up, because I think of them as bullet points. I'm more of a bullet point person than a, you know, a crafted story with multiple paragraphs. That's why I'm not a teleprompter guy, you know? So I guess we're going to reward people who, now, we're going to get, in fact, I want to get to it right now. With your text, wrong answers only. Give me a bullet point or two what you did at work last week. And by the way, I don't want one correct answer. Don't want a single correct answer at 651-461-9226. Wrong answers only. What did you do at work? Dave, I rebuilt the Eiffel Tower.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know it had come. Had it come down, or you just made a new one?
New one.
Okay.
Yeah, but I copied it, and you know what I did? I combined it with the Leaning Tower of Pizza.
Ooh.
So mine is leaning a little bit.
I like that. That's very
good. Leaning Eiffel Tower. That's what I did.
Yeah, the French will be very happy with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got Macron at the White House. I don't know if it means anything, but Donald didn't greet him at the front door. Where's Donald with this? Because by now you probably know. A number of agencies from FBI, DNI, Defense Sec, the Department of Defense, State, Energy, Health and Human Services, and Homeland Security told their employees, don't respond in some way. Do not respond. Do Elon and Don talk to each other just a little bit? Shouldn't there have been some coordination with this, Dave, that if all the federal employees were going to get a little bit of information, Carter suggests he's right, they've been changed to wizard points, you know, because they used to be the Washington Bullet. They're not the Washington Wizard.
Good. That's excellent. Very good.
Very funny. Very funny. It would seem like if you're going to tell every federal employee, you got 48 hours to offer up 5 bullet points what you did. And we have no idea if they're accurate or not, do we? I mean, do we think Elon's got a system set up where he's going to make sure if Dave Harrigan says he solved the Middle East crisis over the weekend, does Elon know if Dave's capable of doing that, if that's within his job?
I have a feeling there might arouse some skepticism if that's what I did say, but if it were perhaps a smaller accomplishment, no, he's got no clue. I guess he's then up to him or his Doge compadres to just decide if that's worthwhile enough to keep paying somebody's check.
Yeah, what if you had last week off?
Good question.
What if you were Susie and made up sick days?
Yeah. That's possible. It's very possible.
Right?
I'm sure a lot of people had it off traveling. I'm frankly a bit perplexed by, you know, they tell people to do this over the weekend. Well, if you're off hours, you're off hours. That means you have to do it today. So now Doge is requiring people to not really work on a work day.
Yeah. Fair. Although if you're that skilled, Dave, apparently you can just crank out those 5 bullet points very quickly.
And does responding to this email count as a bullet point?
I think that's fair. It does. But that was no, because they're saying what you did last week.
Oh, that's a good point. All right,
right?
Never mind.
That is today. But where's Donald? You know, I know Donald and Macron are together, so I'm assuming we'll get multiple Donald and Macron press action. As of, I don't know, about 15 minutes ago when I looked at the Twitter or the Google, I don't think Donald had responded. I know they can't go over everything, but what does Donald think if numerous departments are basically giving the middle finger to Elon Musk? Isn't that correct?
Certainly seems like it.
Don't follow what the prime minister has to say. We'll review and let you know if you should. Is Donald going to take his side here? Or is he going to try to provide a little nuance? What's your sense?
Well, Don has always been a king of nuance, Chad. You know that.
I mean, I said that intentionally just to see what you would say. But, I mean, normally he's one side or the other, but is he really going to just throw all the heads of all these bodies that he is now appointing these people to? Is he going to throw them under the bus and say Elon is right, or is he going to say, Elon, take a deep breath?
This might be one he leaves up to the old young press secretary, Ms. Leavitt. Oh, it's been a quiet weekend from Don, I've noticed. Haven't had a lot of those.
No. Well, he was at CPAC, so there was some craziness at CPAC. I think it was a lot of just playing the hits, including, you know, a lot of third-term stuff. Why can't any of this be surgical, though? That's my point. I agree. And other administrations have tried. And Donald is, in fact, he's listening. He's starting to meet with the media with Macron right now. Thank you, Donald. I appreciate that you got the show in one ear. But can't we find the people in some of these departments who are excellent at what they do and rid the ones who are unnecessary, duplicate, and incompetent? Just seems like that's possible. Maybe it takes a little bit longer, but it still gets to the end goal with more precision, which is what we want. You want to react in any way you can. 651-461-9226. Again, 651-461-9226. You want to react accurately. You want to act precisely. And if you also want to say wrong answers only, what did you get done at work yesterday or last week? That works also. Reach out. We're the home of the Twins, WCCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Very, very familiar with the song, but very uncertain what the bumper music theme might be today.
Well, in a way, it's related, I guess, to our first topic. It certainly is.
Oh.
Elon Musk, a tweet or an X post to X that was directed towards him from our junior senator, Tina Smith.
Yes.
Use that word.
Can we say that word on air?
That naughty, naughty word against him twice. So yeah. In honor of that tweet, we have music from famous Rick, Rickies, Richies, and Richards.
Is this the new free Tina because she's not running for office? I mean...
She's in her give no F's era.
Yeah. Is this going to happen? I also think it's going to be rather amusing that individuals, and not all, but we're going to see plenty of, Dave, plenty of individuals who loathe Donald and like Tina are going to like that she used the D word.
Mm-hmm.
But if Donald did that, what's happened to decent discourse in our country?
It's disgusting.
Fairly predictable, right?
No, beneath the office. Terrible if Donald were to do it. But yes. Thank you, Tina, for sticking up to him.
Among the excellent number of texts coming in on what you did last week at work, wrong answers only, landed a plane upside down. Too soon, question mark? No, everybody lived. So I think that's a very funny and excellent text, don't you?
That works for me.
Yeah. Does Elon actually have the power to fire government employees? Well, remember in the paperwork and this debate that briefly ensued, he's not technically in charge of Doge. So... if Donald signs off, yes. But I'm confused where Donald stands on the issue. Got the dog poop picked up in the yard. That's not a good job, right?
Pays well.
Oh, yeah. Pays a lot. We had a texter about a week or two ago who was wondering if we could have Belinda on again. It's been a long time since we had Belinda.
It's been a little while, and I mean, she's the queen of leaving the dog poop in the yard. So if you've got if you've got the Jensen house, you know, that probably would pay pretty well.
Yeah, I would think so.
Do you pay by the pickup?
Yeah, what is the standard operating procedure, poop picker-uppers? Please text 651-461-9226. What do you do? I think it's got to be the total, right? By poundage?
You count? Do you weigh it? That's how you do it?
I think you do, right?
I don't think so. No, because if you've got a, you know, a big dog leaving big waste and there's only, you know, 10 pickups versus a little dog and little
dog
waste.
Dog profiling.
Well, I'm just saying, if you, little dog, little waste, and you got 80 pickups, it's going to weigh about the same, but that's a lot more work.
No, if you have the Chihuahua and I have the German Shepherd, I think I should be charged more.
Well, are you saying total weight by the end of it?
Yes, total poop poundage. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I don't think that's right because your German Shepherd is going to have, you know. I'm going to have to bend over and pick up 10 to equal the same 50 pickups from the Chihuahua. I'm doing more work for the Chihuahua, but I think it's number of pickups.
Fair, and it's all right because you're also factoring yard size.
Yes.
You know, the backyard the two of us have compared to Belinda, not close.
Not even close. Postage stamp compared to her.
It's very, it's a lot like Troon in Scotland. Yes, it is. More of what you did last week, your wizard points, as we're now calling them. Fought explosive diarrhea for nearly 4 hours during a work meeting. Never trust a questionable looking gas station chili dog. That's another separate category. Best gas station food. Loaded up on ketamine and throw a couple Nazi salutes. Well, we did have Steve Bannon not even hiding the Nazi salute on Friday.
Yeah.
I started chiseling Donald Trump's face on Mount Rushmore. There you go. Donald would love that. We'll have a bill passed on that, don't you think, before the year is done?
Oh, man. Yeah, we
Come
might.
On.
We might.
My husband and I went to Lake Havasu City, tore down London Bridge, and built it back up block by block.
Oh, my. Wow.
That's impressive. Very, very good. Excellent text from Frequent Texter. Does Donald have to provide bullet points also? I think so. I think so.
He's an employee of the government, absolutely, or else it's, hey, considered a resignation.
Yes. 651-461-9226. Last week at work, I listened to WCC all day and observed that the clock on the wall was working correctly. Excellent. A number of Biden cheap shots. Okay, we got another one of those crazy handshakes going on with Macron and Trump. They're laughing it up. They're yucking it up.
I know, and Macron puts his hand on Donald's leg. I saw that.
Yes. A number of Biden cheap shots. By the way, if you think this show was a big supporter of Joe Biden, wasn't calling him out years ago, you're not paying attention. Let's see. Feel free to make fun of this. However, for someone who's worked for several years on genetic disorders with years of schooling experience, this person, I'm going to lose my staff over this Doge stunt. No, we have been very serious at times on this. And I said at the start in the tweet, why can't we be surgical? We should have the ability to be surgical, as opposed to just scattershot and rampant, when it matters to taper down the size of our government. But not just everybody has to go. For me, when last week the news came out that Rare Disease Day has been canceled, and the profile which that receives as a father of someone who has a disease that about 700 people on the planet has, that ticks me off to no end. And so for more people to lose their job just because Elon is firing a cannon as opposed to showing a little discipline is, it's embarrassing. More text. Last week, I sewed a 51st star on a 40,000 flags. I pick up poop every weekday, noon to three. Excellent. I appreciate that. Liberated Tina Smith. Look out. I created nuclear fusion in my garage. I think Musk will
picture space.
Things, no problem. Believe that. Musk knows what he's doing, and it is surgical. Almost all of these folks can come up with five things they did at work. What point does that prove? And how do you know if they're telling the truth? Having folks just offer up wizard points about what they did without any knowledge about the industry they're within, how atypical that week might be, what was unique about that week, is not surgical. Just isn't. Trump is responding a little bit to this, but because we're on the air, I can't quite get all of it. But we'll get to it soon, of how the president responded to this split, where members of top agencies from the FBI to the Defense Department, from DNI, are saying to Elon Musk, no, our folks are not responding yet. And Elon is saying, if you don't respond by midnight Eastern time tonight, you're done. What did the president have to say? We'll keep you up to date on that. Speaking of the president, Ukraine. He's meeting with the French president right now. Where are we headed with Ukraine? What also happened with the Joint Chiefs out? Our military expert, who is tremendous and has been for multiple decades with us, Colonel David Hunt, is next.